For FNAM Radio News, I'm Ethan Kruger. Today I'm talking to Bill Passalacqua.
Hey, Ethan, how you doing?
Bill Pass for short. I'm good, Bill. Now, you have a friend coming into town this weekend. He's going to be playing some music over at Village Wine and Gifts in downtown Effingham, and he is quite the musician, right?
That's right. He's a great songwriter and a great performer, storyteller. He's a natural troubadour.
Excellent. Now, what type of music does he play?
He's right down the sort of songwriter, Americana songwriter music, like if people are familiar with John Prine or Steve Earle type of music. He's definitely right in that wheelhouse. His name is Slade Cleaves, S-L-A-I-D-C-L-E-A-V-E-S. And people can check him out at sladecleaves.com. He's really got a great website.
Yeah, of course, we should mention the name somewhere during the interview. So you mentioned that he was kind of a storyteller. Let's talk about that.
Well, I was just telling this story as I was talking to the high school about career day, about how when you travel and you get out of your comfort zone, and when you're making a living playing music, oftentimes, especially early on, it can be a very not very monetarily rewarding way to live. But the poorer I got when I was touring, and I think this is true of Slade also, the more things happened to me, and stories happened. And part of being a great songwriter, storyteller, is being able to turn those stories into entertainment. And that's what Slade does. He's really, really good at it.
Now, of course, you've toured with him before.
I have toured
with him before. So what can we expect from Slade when he comes into town on Saturday?
Well, first I'll tell you, he's got a guitar player with him by the name of Scrappy Judd Newcomb, who's also been a friend of mine for 20 years.
That's a great name for a guitar player.
Yeah. He was in a band called Loose Diamonds for years in Austin, and when I moved down there, it was 20-some years ago. But there's going to be 70 seats available, so it's a very, very small audience, and he'll be able to look you in the eye and tell stories and sing songs. He's got songs. He originally grew up in Maine, and then he moved to Austin about 1990, I think. And so his stories are all over the map geographically, and he'll tell stories about people losing the farm or there's a great one he's got called Horses and Divorces. If it weren't for Horses and Divorces, I'd have a lot more money today. And he just sort of lays out the story and then plays a song that goes with it. It's just a really intimate affair.
Now, having toured with him, do you have any interesting stories that you happened to you guys while you were on tour?
That's funny you ask. His big album that kind of broke him out nationally was called Broke Down, and I was on the Broke Down tour. And we were in Carbondale, Illinois, and he was working on his van, which is breaking down, and he came in and asked me for some, I was at a friend's house, and he came in and asked me for some tinfoil, and so he told me he was making a heat shield for his engine. And then the next thing I knew, we were driving to the AutoZone, and we went in, and he said to the guy, "Do you have any fire extinguishers?" And the guy said, "Well," he says, "we have these here," and he pointed at a basket that had no fire extinguishers in it, and he said, "Oh no, we don't have the big ones. We just have the little ones, these little aerosol things." And Slade said, "That's not going to work. I'm planning on having a big fire." So that was on our way to Effingham, and I found him a place to pull his engine out of his van and actually put the proper part in and get it all fixed. But
so you guys did not need the fire extinguishers then?
Well, we did not actually end up needing the fire extinguisher.
Which is good.
Yeah, but it was a heart-stopping moment when he said that.
Well, seems like an interesting guy. Of course, the show is this Saturday night at 7 o'clock. How much are tickets?
$25. And there's about 20 left, but they can get them at Village Wine. I think the phone number there is 217-347-0477. And they do have some left there, and they can check and see if there's any available on Saturday just by calling up there.
And, of course, you can check out Slade on his website. What was the name of that website again, Bill?
It's www.sladecleaves.com.
You want to get in on that? Well, you still have a chance.
All right. Thanks a lot, Ethan.
Thanks, Bill.